years ago when we were active in singing conventions. Probably some of the churches Brother Haynes, if you were connected with, I imagine. There used to be one right out here in back of us. That's Free Will Baptist. That's different than you are. Anyway, they used to call Sister Black the little girl with a big voice. Somewhere along the line, they dropped that little girl business. And she grew up. She used to have a loud voice for her 80 pounds. I don't want to find myself scrutinizing or trying to be critical in any way of the Church of the Living God, because it's been so good to me. The Church has been so good to me. And I find out that there's a continuity in the Church that will not stop until Jesus comes. And the very fact that you and I become discouraged and drop out and fall along the way is no indication that the Church is going to stop. And it looks like sometimes, you know, there's a move on around the country now to discourage bus ministry and picking up little children, and they say it's not profitable. And I don't know when we're supposed to have a profit sign after everything we do for God. I'm talking about dollars and cents. It's always cost money to reach people and help children that cannot give a dime back into the Church. And so we must not stop. We must not stop. We must not let down. We must always make ourselves available. We must make ourselves available to work for God, even when things go against our grain and against our nature, against our spirit. We must always make ourselves available to do the right thing. Now, I'll be preaching my sermon before I read it to you. But usually the natural thing to do is, if something don't go to suit you, is to quit. That's the reason we have almost as many divorces, and in some areas more divorces than we're having marriage. Now, I don't know how that can be, but it's happening. I guess it goes back, you know, in a year's time, more people getting divorced than they are getting married. Is something? That means some of them have been married for a number of years, have decided that it won't work, threw up their hands and say, I'm leaving and I'm quitting. And this is no criticism to people who have had to live in circumstances that were beyond their control. You know what I mean by that. The third chapter of the book of 1 Samuel. This is one of the most beautiful illustrations of the continuity or the continuation of the Church. And this is way back in the temple. First verse. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Can you imagine a child ministry? And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. It's still precious, isn't it? There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim. I couldn't figure out there whether he was getting sleepy or getting old, but I think it was a little of both. Brother Hall, what do you think? All right, he'll agree with me. That's good. He's a good man. And ere the lamp of God went out, or before the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, and the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. Praise God. Here am I. Brother Parrott, you look like that you can pray for me this morning. Praise God. You think of Samuel dying, it looks like everything's just going to fold up and quit. I mean, Eli dying, rather. Getting old, vision getting dim. It was an indication they needed help. And God had a Hannah in the background that prayed for a son. She went to the temple of God and she wept before the Lord and moaned and groaned until God gave her a son. I think one of the most wonderful things that can happen to you is for God to give you children. Then I think it's an especially a great thing if God gives you a son that can be given to the work of God. The Williford family has been very blessed with a son like Steve. I don't want to embarrass him, but he's one of the finest young men to work with I've ever worked with in my life. His intelligence that he don't try to show off in any way is far beyond most anyone that I have ever known. Brother Goddard can verify that, and they work together so beautiful. I appreciate it so much. But God gave me a son, and I hope nothing ever happens to him, because God has had his hand upon him. And in the temple of God, I won't always be able to preach the gospel. I realize that. And I feel very elated and very thrilled, not because I run all over the state of Missouri preaching dedications and installations and all kinds of things like that. That's my duty as a superintendent, and that's the reason I'm asked. But once in a while, of course, people ask us to come in another state and dedicate their church. There's about three or four of them right now. Brother Cisco is building a new addition. He wants me to come to Wisconsin. Brother Frank Tamil has built the third church that I will dedicate, the third building I will dedicate in Wisconsin. That's very, very flattering for these men to do this. Brother Bill Smith has built a beautiful church in Torrance, California, and around Easter time, he's planning on flying Sister Black and I out there to dedicate it unto God, and we will enjoy that, and we feel very honored. But there's going to come a day when I'm going to have to say, no, I can't do it. I can't go. I can't see my way to get to the airport, or I can't do this. And when that day comes, God is going to have someone carrying on the work of God. He's going to have a Hannah that's praying in the background and God giving her a son and God giving her someone to carry on the work of God, the continuity of God's house. The temple of God didn't close down because Eli's vision became dim or because Eli died. Or because Eli didn't do things exactly the way God wanted him to do. And I hope that I never fail your confidence, and we're going to try not to. In fact, sometimes it's hard for us to accept the fact that we make mistakes and do things wrong. And this is good for a pastor to learn. It's good for a Sunday school teacher to learn. It's good for any of the workers in the church to learn that we don't always do things right. And to learn the beautiful art of getting along and working with people. This is the thing that God has placed within the church and within the people of the church. It would be impossible for a church like this to operate 1 week. In fact, I had one, two, three, four, five people talk to me this morning about little problems that we need to help with and straighten out. And some of them we may be able to and some we may not. But the work of the Lord is going to go ahead. It's going to move on. There's going to be a Samuel laying somewhere in the altar of God. He's going to be hearing from God. He may be too young to even understand what he hears or do what God tells him to do. He's going to be laying there and he's going to be receiving things from God. And he's not going to know any better than to say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Here am I. Oh God, here am I. There's going to be people coming to the church, and we're going to make announcements like Saturday is time to go out on visitation, and there's going to be some Samuels that will say, here am I! I was told that there was only one person showed up, and I'm sure that there was more than that out somewhere. I hope they were. But of all of these burden bus routes and the little children hanging up in the ghetto of our city, there was only one person that answered the call of God. We should bow our heads in shame because some of us was brought into the work of God. Had not an old pastor took time to drive by my neighborhood and see about me, I might not have been here today. Does that mean that we close out our bus ministry and park our buses
and say it's no use because nobody has a burden, not on your life. Hannah will pray us out, someone. God will lay on the heart of somebody. We'll go out into those streets and find people that need God. Church was not built like a bank or a loaning agency to find out how much money we could save and put away. And I don't think we should be dilatory and be wasteful, but that which we put in, oh, the church has been made so beautiful this summer, and I appreciate it. The work that has been done and been paid for. And we're so happy about that. But that's not going to show up as profit on our financial statement. But I'm more concerned about something else than I am about the new beautiful new carport and the beautiful paint job that Brother Davidson put on the building and the other things that Brother Rustacker has done. Oh, and the new building that the volunteer laborers have put upstairs for our school and in the physical school. That's great, but there's something I'm more concerned about than that, and that is the fact that God would give us some weeping Hannahs in the church that they would have a burden for the church. And I try to present to you this today without sounding that I have a note of discouragement in my heart, because I have not. Oh, I love the work of God and the church of the living God. If there's a sad note there, it's because I've had a physical attack to the devil. And it's been hard, it's been hard, it's been hard each day when your blood flows to sugar. And many times and all night long your legs ache and pain. And every time you get on your feet, it's just a great difficulty. And it's hard to live through life and go through life without showing this. And I try to do that. My pastor said, don't tell people how bad you feel. But I thought maybe this morning, if I just kind of projected my burden to you, you would help me pray, because I have so much to do and so many things must be done for the work of God. And I've made myself available, Brother Hall. And I don't want to be impaired in any way. I don't want to be stopped in any way. I want to do the work of God. I want to be able to do it, and I have not been able to do some of the things that I like to do. I've had to slow down, and I don't like that. But if I don't do it, and if I don't get it done, God's got to lay the heart, the spirit of the burden of the Lord on somebody's heart. And we cannot let any spirits enter into our midst that will ever destroy this. We cannot let anything happen to us that will ever take away the convictions that God has given us. Oh, I thank God for the ministry and the men of this church. But fellas, I want you to be faithful in everything. Not when you just call upon to do certain duties, but I want you to be able to see a nail that needs to be driven or hammered, and go do it. Praise God. Kansas City Church, and a fellow came up to me during service, right while I was getting ready to preach. He said, Brother Blackie, he said, I want to tell you the commode is stopped up. And he expected me to run down there before I preach. And I'm not too good to plunge out of commode. You better not be either. But I like people when they see something like that, they don't run and say, Sister Holt, Sister Holt, we got a toilet stopped up. What's the matter with you? If you don't know how to use one, we'll show you. My pastor was an expert. He knew how to take a mop and unstop any sewer line almost in town. You take an old mop. Hey, it's not a very pleasant thing to be preaching with a pulpit in. And I think you'll get the point across. You take with an old mop, run to an old sewer, get a vacuum worked up in there, and flop, behind the way she goes. He taught me how to do that. I know how to winterize plumbing in the wintertime, baking houses. You ever do that? We used to pour rock salt, drain all the plumbing facilities and empty houses. Now they use antifreeze. We still have to do this down at the campground, all those things. Somebody needs to see the need. If there's anything that's bad, it's for a bus driver to walk in on Sunday morning and say, I can't drive my bus, see tailpipes hanging on the ground. We should have known that during the week.
In fact, you should have got it fixed. Or had somebody let us know about it. What's that? Brother Combs, you work on your bus this morning? Where are you? Bless your heart. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Old Samuel back there. Praise God. Is this all right? What are you trying to say, Brother Black? You're sure beating around the bush. I'm trying to say somebody needs to say, Hit him away! We need somebody with a burden for the work of God. And somebody ought to be jumping up right now and say, Samuel, trying to sleep. Maybe he was asleep. God visited him. Called him. And all he said was, Sir, here I am. My words are not to be grievous and to destroy you, but just to arouse you to the fact that I am waiting to hear you say, Here am I. And then I will help you to do even the things that you don't know how to do, saith the Lord. Let's love the Lord. Oh, God! I pray that God walks through our midst this morning and stirs us to do something for God. And I appreciate those precious men that have donated hours and hours of their time, but I want you to know that there's an outreach ministry that must be stirred. And I appreciate our school. It has been one of the greatest things that we have ever done. But getting a school does not in any way relieve us or excuse us from soul. Seems like we have sort of worked in phase. One year we just went all out for the outreach ministry. And next year all out for the bus ministry. Now the school. But doing one of these does not deliver us or excuse us from these other things that are so important. Well, I'm out of time, but I want you to know that I'm praying that God will lay up on the hearts of people.
Say, Brother Black,
I know that Brother Holt is in the hospital, and he cannot take care of many of the things in our Sunday school. But I'm going to volunteer my services. I'm going to give you an hour or 2 hours. Brother Crawford reminded me this morning the way he had his bus route.
I wish he had another one, don't you? I got it bandaged up good this morning, and I'm going to
tromp on it. You know, I'm not going to treat it bad or anything, but I'm not going to suffer any discomfort. I'm going to use it. Praise God. For the glory of God. Here am I. Dedicating at least two or three churches a month. And that's great and all that, but it don't mean a thing if I don't win some soul to the Lord. Shall we stand? I'd like the rest of you men to come up here, if you will, please.